Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The pitch. Strike three call for a Redbird winner. A slider catches Sanoa looking, and this ballgame has come to an end. A two-hour, 41-minute game goes to the Cardinals by a final tonight of 8-3.
Cardinals did end the losing streak yesterday in Miami with the win in the first game of the series. They're back at it tonight, 2 of 3. It's the second of three. 4:45 pregame show on KMOX, then a 5:40 first pitch. You can listen to it right here or the Odyssey app. Time to go to the guest line. We got former Cards pitcher with us and host of the Chatters Box podcast. It's Kyle McClellan on the show. How's it going, Kyle?
It's going good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're great. We're happy the Cardinals ended that five-game losing streak. And it wasn't a, you know, a lot of people talked about the weekend series and against the Yankees. And you've got this team that has a huge following coming into town. The Cardinals have a huge following coming into town. And it was just pretty sparse in the ballpark. You didn't see a ton of fans there. I know the weather kind of sucked. But when you see something like that as a former Cardinal who pitched in front of a ton of fans, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I've had conversations with some of the guys on the current team, you know, and you realize that some of these guys that have been there, they haven't had that experience of a Wednesday night against, you know, flip it. I know the Marlins are they're at the Marlins, but if the Marlins were here and you go on a Wednesday night, it'd be packed. You know, you got 40,000-45,000 people there, and it's just you. You look at it and realize, like, man, that's we had it so good for so long, and then you look now and you're like, man, there's just a lot of factors that go into this, and it's tough. It's tough for the players. It's tough for the fans. It's tough for everybody, you know, to be in this. I mean, the players don't want this. You know, they want fans to be out there. They want to be in first place. They want to be going, and it's just a stretch that they're being tested, you know, to come out and compete. I'll never forget. We had a time where we were struggling and it looked like we weren't going to get in the playoffs. And I remember we had a meeting and they said, hey, we owe it to ownership. We owe it to the fan base that we've got to come out. We're professionals. We're being paid. We have to come out and we've got to compete. And we got a long month and a half left, you know? And so, but we got to put that behind us and we got to come out and do everything we possibly can. So your veteran guys are going to be really important right now. It's a tough spot for the players because you're playing for yourself. It becomes a selfish thing of I'm playing for the rest of this year to get my numbers, to put myself in a position for next year, whatever that is. But you got to find that motivation to go out there and compete because you owe it to the fans, you owe it to ownership, and you owe it to yourself to go out there and do the job that you're expected to do.
Yeah, it is. It's noticeable because Cardinals fans are famously devoted to showing up to Busch Stadium. We talked about how when it comes to attendance numbers, the Cardinals are always number two, sandwiched between the Yankees and the Dodgers, which is insane for this market. I imagine when you played and you're playing in front of a packed stadium, did it feel like a shock when you would go to a stadium where there were maybe 8,000 fans in the seats and it just felt so different?
Yeah, we say it all the time. One of the big things I think that the Cardinals had in terms of recruiting free agents was that. You know, you get these guys that are playing for other teams that have 10,000-11,000 people during the weekday, and they come to Busch Stadium on a Wednesday against a last place team that they're playing for, and they're looking around going, this is unbelievable. You know, like, this is crazy. And I do a lot of stuff with the team still and the corporate sponsors, and I tell them all the time, like, if it's not for you guys and the corporate partnership and sponsorships that we have, that allows us to create this environment, you know, to where other players come here and say, this is where I want to be. And, you know, I've said all along too, like the fans have showed up and we have amazing fans and all that. We've also had winning baseball for a long time. You know, when you're going to the playoffs and you're going to the postseason and that you're just in the stretch, it's expensive to go to games. You know, it takes a lot of time. You're trying to carve out time out of your schedule and do all that. And so it has to match, right? The fans are going to be there because they want to watch a competitive product. And, And ownership knows that, and the front office knows that, and they're trying to battle through this. We just haven't had this stretch with the Cardinals in over 20 years. You know, it's been maybe you have a down year, and then you're back at it, and you know, it's just kind of caught up with them, and they're trying to battle through it and make the right decisions. You look at the trade deadline; that's another hard one for the players. When you look and your best players are getting traded, you know, that's a tough one. You're looking around and going, okay, who's next? Who's going to be here? You're getting young guys that are getting the opportunity. So a lot of challenges that they're having to go through. And, you know, from the fans' standpoint, you know, it's a lot to go to those games. So you want to make sure you're going to see a competitive product. And, you know, hopefully it flips around and comes back, because it is tough. It's tough when you see it on TV and you see the highlights, or you're watching the game, or you go to the game and you look around and you're like, man, you know, there's half the amount of people here that we're used to seeing.
So obviously, Kyle, it's about winning. Winning is number one. And I know it doesn't solve it for every market. Like in Tampa Bay, they have difficulty drawing people, even when they're really, really good and actual World Series contenders, but not in St. Louis. If you're a World Series contender, people will show up. So as we go through this transition to a new president of baseball operations, who will take over soon, and knowing that there needs to be a lot of work done at the minor league level to strengthen that again, how quickly do you think this team can be not just competitive in the division, but National League competitive?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the division, and I think it's attainable. I mean, you know, the division isn't something you're like, oh, man, they got no chance against, you know, that team. It's not the Dodgers going out there putting together five aces in their starting rotation and, you know, and all these superstars all over. So I think division wise, you know, it's very reachable. Couple right moves and free agents, you get in there and you're right back in this thing. And a couple of these prospects that you trade for, these trades are going to be important. You know, when you've traded guys for the last couple of years, you need a return on that. You need to make sure that you hit on those and that those guys come in and help give you a boost for several years to go. But, you know, they're going to have to sit down and evaluate where they need to make the changes at, and where they're going to have to go. And, you know, it's on the free agent side, it's going to be a little bit harder, you know, when guys have been in here the last couple of years and it hasn't been packed and they haven't been a winning team. You know, that's a big part of recruiting in this free agent side. You go get these guys that they want to win. You know, a lot of these guys, some guys just want to get paid and they don't care. But I tell you what, there's a lot of guys, they want to be in a competitive environment, and every day they show up, they want to have a chance to get to the postseason and compete for a World Series, and you want to be one of those teams that's a vehicle to give them that. So I think with a couple adjustments, I think they can get there. You know, I like the young talent they have on the team, and those young guys are getting a lot of valuable experience right now and exposure to see what they can do. That's what I said. They're playing for next year right now. They're putting themselves out there and showing the front office and staff what they're capable of doing, and they're battling for a starting spot next year.
Speaking of those younger players, you know, like the Brendan Donovan and Burleson types, and Nootbaar even, who's I guess a veteran at this point. I think we know who those players are. I feel confident we know who they are, but it's still guys.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Guys like Jordan Walker, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
What do you think we're looking at? Because it does seem like he's more comfortable at the plate now than he was at the beginning of the year, or even last year.
Yeah, I mean, this happens all the time. You know, you get these guys that come up and they're big prospects, or they have, you know, a great first year, and then all of a sudden the book gets out on them a little bit, and guys know how to pitch them and make adjustments, or batters have seen their stuff a few times through the lineup, and it's hard to make that jump from, you know, come up, have expectation, and then actually live up to that. That's a really tough hurdle to overcome for some guys. And some guys it takes, you know, in the first year they come up, the second year they have a better year and they're off and running. Other guys it takes a few years to kind of develop. So, you know, with a guy like Jordan Walker, they've, you know, been with him, you know, several different times, but he's still young. You know, he's still got a lot of potential, a lot of opportunity. And, you know, a couple years ago, you remember, it was like, well, you know, we want you to do it this way and hit, and you want to do it this way, and you're trying to figure out who you are and what you do. And had a couple different, you know, coaches changes that working with them and philosophies and things. So, you know, that's a big part of it, is those guys, those young guys that you developed that have come up in the system, that have been there for 2 or 3 years, can they take that step to even that next level? And can those guys that you expected to come in and be a contributing part, can they be everyday guys that you can count on and plug in there? That's why I like seeing Mason Wynn still out there. He's, you know, obviously in his press conference saying he was battling some injuries. It's not great, but he's still out there competing. And that's, you're going to have to do that, you know, especially in a time when your team's not competing, to not shut it down for the rest of the year and go out there and compete and learn what it's like to play every day, because that they're going to count on that going forward.
Kyle McClellan, we know that over the weekend, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, in talking about the likely expansion to 32 teams in baseball, we know markets like Charlotte and Nashville and Portland are on the list of possible new team destinations, but there might be some realignment that goes with this. If that happens, I mean, we've seen a bunch of different mock proposals, like the Cardinals being in a division with just the Reds, Cubs, and Brewers. It would just be a four-team division. We've seen some other dramatic realignments where maybe teams switch leagues. What would you think if they did something like that?
So I was actually our player rep when I was there, and I was on the negotiating committee. And back in 2011, we negotiated a CBA, and we actually floated the idea of, like, massive realignment, to where you get it to where the travel's a little bit better, because now you have teams, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates are still in the National League Central. Well, that doesn't make sense geographically, right, if you look at where teams are now, and you can make travel a little bit easier on them, because you realize in some of these situations, some of these teams are traveling a huge amount more distances than other teams in their division. A little different now that they don't play in the division as much. But I'm all for it. Look, I think baseball is chasing football right now, right? So their NFL is on fire. NFL is, you know, I mean, it is, people are wanting to watch it, and watch it in big numbers. And so baseball's got to continue to make some adjustments to keep up with that. And so if that means adding some new teams and some new markets, I think the competitive side for me is a little, you know, you're going to add some more teams, but you guys still got some teams that are continue to not be competitive year after year, which I think is a major issue when you talk about competitive balance and adding more teams to it. You know, but I think the realignment, I think it makes sense depending on what you're looking at and geographically, if you can make the schedule a little bit more even across, and if you can start to get teams to play maybe more games against teams that are more geographically close to them, you know, it might help with the fan base. So I'm sure they have their reasons. They kick it around. One of the reasons that we heard they didn't want to do it is they didn't want to change all the letterhead and all the other things. Going from National League to American League was an answer we got from the top. At that point, they weren't real interested in massive realignment. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I know there is an expense there, but, I mean, come on.
I think they're doing okay, maybe.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
You know, when you talk about growing the game, I feel like, one, I think the pitch clock was a surprising boost. I think it makes a game more approachable, more manageable for fans, kind of knowing a bit more what to expect. But I'd like to get your take on this with, you know, every team. You're playing American League teams, you're playing National League teams right now. You're seeing every team. You're not always playing a team in your division. It seems that younger fans are really fans of players even outside their area and not with their local team. You may be in St. Louis, or you may be in Florida, but you love Aaron Judge. You definitely see it with, like, the NBA and the NFL. Is there that pull in the MLB in the same way that we see Gen Z fans pulling towards players in the NBA and the NFL sometimes over teams?
Well, I'll tell you, my son, Mason Wynn's his favorite player. Mm-hmm. We were at a baseball tournament this year, and they were selling jerseys, and he won an Aaron Judge jersey. So he yeah. bought an Aaron Judge jersey, yeah. and he rocks it all the time, you know. And I'm like, hey, man, your dad played for the Cardinals, still kind of works for the Cardinals, and you're wearing a Yankees jersey. But, hey, if that's what – But ultimately, if that's what keeps you interested and that's who you want to root for, I'm all for it. You know, like, I just want you to be a fan of the game. And whatever goes into that, I'm okay with, you know, because, like you said, we need young fans. And it's harder, too, like, to get your kids to sit down and hey, let's watch a game. You know, they want to go play a video game, or they want to do this, or they want to do that, and to sit down and watch a game on TV. I definitely do see it, you know, having the younger kids. So whatever it takes, you know, we go down to the ball game. He enjoys it. He enjoys going down there, and we'll watch it. He likes to, you know what's going on, who's winning, losing. But it's definitely different to see it through their yeah. eyes and everything they have and, you know, access to now. And, you know, the fact that he'll sit down and still watch a game, and whether yeah. he wants to wear an Aaron Judge jersey or not, I'm good with it. But, yeah, I definitely think it's different. And I definitely think, you know, your superstars are always going to draw more attention, right? And the league needs that. We have some great superstars in the game right now that are – very marketable and are fun to watch and doing some amazing things. And so I think that's just kind of part of it.
Love talking baseball with you, Kyle. Appreciate it today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Kyle McClellan, former Cardinals pitcher. The Chatter's Box is his podcast. You should listen to that wherever you get your podcast. Cardinals will play tonight against the Marlins. It is here on KMOX, the pregame show at 4:45. It's Chris and Amy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.